It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Gubernatorial candidates, Democratic U.S. Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham and Republican Congressman Steve Pierce faced off Tuesday night in a town hall-style debate. Pierce warned that his Democratic opponent would take New Mexico back to the excesses of the Richardson administration that ended in 2010. Lujan Grisham accused Pierce of starving crucial government programs of federal funding in cooperation with President Donald Trump and a Republican-led Congress. The hour-long debate, which was sponsored by KOB-TV and the nonprofit group New Mexico First, touched on a wide range of concerns about New Mexico's economy, crumbling rural highways, dwindling fresh water supplies, and marijuana. You can watch this debate this Sunday night at 6 on television from KRWG Public Media. A new report shows 44% of Fortune 500 companies were started by immigrants or their children. As Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports, 18 of those companies are based in Texas.
Texan Fortune 500 companies started by immigrant families brought in nearly $500 billion in revenue last year. Research from the New American Economy Advocacy Group shows those companies employ more than 700,000 people worldwide. Most companies, like Phillips 66 and Texas Instruments, are based in Houston or Dallas and have founders with European, Asian, and Middle Eastern roots. New American Economy Director Jeremy Robbins says in general, immigrants are more likely than the native-born population to start a business.
People who tend to come to this country start businesses at much higher rates than the native-born. And you see that both in sort of the mom-and-pop shops on Main Street, but you also see that through America's greatest companies, right?
Robbins says one reason immigrants are more likely to start businesses is because of the independent spirit required to leave their home countries and start over. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval.
Some analysts say the midterm elections are extremely important, in part because Congress must do a better job of keeping the Trump administration in check. That's the view of commentator Peter Goodman.
Donald Trump and his pals have us in deep trouble, and we can't give them free rein. I get it that folks voted for him to shake things up, and a bull destroying a china shop is hilarious, unless it's your china shop. Financially, we're speeding toward a cliff. Trump has exacerbated two major problems, inequality and debt. Yes, tax breaks helped increase profits recently, though not wages, but we'll soon be crippled by interest payments. Military officials say the huge increase in our debt weakens our national security dangerously. Administratively, many positions go unfilled and top posts go to incompetent and/or dishonest pals, and/or folks sworn to destroy the departments they head. Probably no president has ever seen so many appointees and advisors resign in disgrace or plead guilty to crimes in his first 2 years. The dysfunctional White House sideshow distracts us from serious problems. He's filling our courts with extremists who meet an ideological test but sometimes haven't even tried a case. They're appointed for life, and many are young. He loathes our Democratic allies but loves autocrats like Putin and Kim. Climate change? It's too late to prevent warming, but we could try to limit the damage some. Trump removed us from the Paris Accord. He's undone or weakened existing environmental protections. Yes, the UN recently reported that it's worse than we thought. Trump says, look at the source. After all, UN members laughed at him when he bragged to them recently about his greatness. Even Trump's supporters recognize he lies constantly. Maybe all politicians lie some, but Trump wallows in his dishonesty. Russian intelligence helped Trump win the 2016 election. Trump's people, including his son, met with Russians about the election. Several have admitted to lying about their Russian contacts and those meetings. Robert Mueller is investigating, but his report goes to the administration. Trump and his AG could keep it secret if it's ugly. A Republican-controlled House might not demand to see it. A Democratic House would. Our public lands are threatened. Consumer protection is threatened. Obamacare, with the pre-existing condition clause that has helped so many people, is in danger. Wherever you look, we're in trouble. Only a Democratic House can keep an eye on things.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.